can you tell me the story again?
We're alive.
You're alive. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we were questioning it last time.
I was a bit surprised that I was still alive.
You didn't get killed.
Yeah.
Sacrifice you to anybody.
I didn't get sacrificed to the altar of whatever.
Anything.
Whatever, yeah.
Whatever creature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So how have you been?
Fine. Fine, fine, fine.
Good. Good, good, good. Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah. Luckily, there's not a blizzard out there anymore right now. It's it's a bit brisk, but other than that, we're fine.
I'm making all the life changes.
All the changes.
New job.
Yeah.
Getting ready to sell the house and move and...
Just, yeah, like you said.
Doing all the things.
All the changes.
Well, I guess I'm not having a child, so, like, that's one change we're not making. But
yeah, there's a few changes you're not doing, but you're doing a lot.
Like, a couple big ones all at the same time, so...
Yeah.
I'm just gonna throw it all out there, see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out, I guess.
That we will.
I mean, if we come back next week and I'm also, like, married with 5 kids, I mean...
No one will know you did all the changes.
I clearly went somewhere.
Yeah.
Did something.
Yeah.
I don't know. How have you been?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I had an interesting week at work in terms of it was just really busy and not very...
Oh, yeah. My week's been really busy at work because I'm training all the people to take over my old job.
Yeah.
So, I was like, you can't do anything, but you have to make sure everything gets done and train all the people and be like, wait, did I really do all of this? How did I do this? So, I was like, well, how did you get to this number? I don't know. I don't know. Where does this come from? Not a clue. It just appears every month. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, it's magic.
It is magic. I don't remember how I do things. I just do them, and then I'm like, oh, it's done.
Yeah.
It's right. I don't know what you want me to say. Not well,
when it's right, you don't have to worry about remembering where things come from.
No, exactly. And now I'm, like, trying to show them how to do it. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just shows up. Isn't that how everything works?
Basically, that's how it should be.
I just do it, and then it's there, and it's done, and, like, we move on. And now it's not.
No, it's not.
Now it's not. Oh, I'm an acceptable answer.
Yeah. Well, hello, everybody. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rachel.
And this is Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story, the podcast.
Yay.
And only up the podcast. Yet.
Yet.
Yet. There may be more in the works. There probably isn't right now, but...
One day.
One day, possibly.
Or now. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. We're just kind of make this up as we go.
I just, like, zoomed in on something I did not mean to.
Oh.
That was creepy. Okay.
Well, that's appropriate. I was going to say apropos, but I was like, nope. So.
Okay.
So, Rachel doing something creepy ties in well with what we're talking about today, which is, what are we talking about today?
Oh, I was like, I always do creepy things. It's not out of the norm. Oh, no. So we're talking about some eBay doll finds.
Oh, great.
No, why not?
Well, you know.
I can't help it that that's like a hobby of mine to like go look on eBay at creepy things.
It is fine. It's enjoyable for everybody involved, hopefully.
I've done for a long time.
Yeah.
Many years. Anyway.
Any hoozles.
That's what I used to do, so I still do it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a good hobby.
It's a great hobby. Oh my goodness.
Listen, we're working hard to bring this to you people. Like, clearly neither of us got a lot of sleep last night.
Clearly not.
So.
Anyway, what were they doing? Oh, right.
We're talking about creepy eBay dolls.
Wow, okay. It's going to be a long day.
Well, that's why we're doing this now.
So, let's start with doll one.
Yeah.
This is probably a good place to start.
It's probably a good place, yeah.
So our description on the first doll for sale.
Mm-hmm.
5-inch long old clown doll vessel. Mm-hmm. Metaphysical paranormal power haunt doll. $26 starting bid. I don't know what that means. I know what $26 starting bid means. I don't know what a power haunt doll is.
I don't either. Is it like saying the power itself is hot? And by what do they mean? Is it spicy? Is it
hot, not hot.
I said what I said. I misheard it, but I said what I said.
So I don't know what that means either, but...
Power hot. Power haunt.
Metaphysical paranormal power haunt doll. What is that? Like, he has metaphysical paranormal powers that haunts the doll?
Or is it like...
The doll's haunted? I don't know.
Yeah, the wording, the wording's weird. I feel like it was just, all right, what do people normally put? And I'm just going to hashtag everything.
Apparently. So let me describe this little dude for you.
Cool.
He's got some cool yellow hair, lots of it. He's got a like white face with little gold triangle thingies above his eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
As you do.
As one does.
Why can't I zoom in on this part there? Okay, there we go. He has also got some eyelashes that are like all the way up his forehead.
That's weird.
It's a little weird, but you know, whatever. It's cute, I guess.
I mean, I guess it could be.
Some little gold triangles under his eyeballs. Then little hearts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's actually where his cheeks are because they're in line with his mouth. But so a little below his mouth, actually. So it's...
Yeah, that'd be weird for cheeks to be below your mouth.
Yeah, but... mine are kind of more like my nose, I guess. But whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm not sure those are his cheeks, but there's something.
Yeah.
He's got a little blue jumpsuit on, with little colorful things on it, and little yellow balls, and he's got yellow feet.
Mm-hmm.
Or shoes. I guess those are supposed to be shoes.
Probably.
So he's cute. He looks short. he is 5 inches tall. Okay, so here's the description of the doll from the owner.
Okay.
Here is a very old spirit clown vessel named Shrunk. Oh, hi, Shrunk.
Well, yes, that's appropriate.
5 inches tall.
Yeah.
I got it now.
Yeah.
He is 5 inches tall. Oh, thank you. I just said that.
Yeah.
And has a very old, spooky-looking face with a haunting smile.
I mean...
He doesn't even, like, have a smile, though. To be honest, it's like a little red dot, and it's not a smile. And it's not even creepy-looking.
Clearly, this person thinks it is.
I mean, it's, like, not even mouth size. It's, like, a tiny little... This is all the same size as his nose. Size as his nose. Wow.
Words are hard today.
They really are. Anyway, back to Shrunk.
Back to Shrunk, please.
He's really old. It says it again. He is very old. He is a very old vessel with deep, haunting eyes that seem to watch your every move.
Hmm.
I don't like that you keep calling him old. I feel called out right now.
I feel like he's belaboring the point.
This colorful vessel has been around for a long time. Why are we doing this to this poor little clown?
Yeah, this is really ageist.
This is kind of mean.
Like, yeah.
You're just old. Get over it.
Yeah, like, get over it.
Shrunk seems to always like to go places with you, like on ghost hunting searches, and to cemeteries looking for spirits. So it's the same thing, right? Like a ghost hunt is a ghost hunt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what it seems like anyway.
He likes to mess with the lights in the house at times. He is like most all spirits with the things he will do. He likes to make them flicker on and off.
Okay.
Oh, man, apparently I've been drinking today too.
You're starting early.
Shrunk seems to try and be the boss. Okay. You're not telling me how he's being the boss, though. You just said he likes to turn things off.
Listen, I need you to show, not tell me things, Mr. Poster for Shrunk.
If you're looking to have some real fun with a real spirit, Shrunk is for you.
Is he, though?
I don't know. I've seen shadow figures out of the corner of my eyes many times with this one. Shrunk likes playing his little jokes around the house. He also likes to hear music at times. He is small, but he can pack a punch.
What kind of jokes?
I don't know.
Lame person.
Can I finish my
sentence, please? I'm sorry.
I call these little guys pocket spirit vessels because you can take them with you. Put them in your pocket or purse. He is a fun one to have around. That's why you want him, because he's fun to have around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you want to interrupt me with?
Well, I was just asking what type of jokes he does. Like, what are his jokes?
It clearly doesn't say.
I know, but I want to know more about his jokes.
Turning the lights on and off?
Oh, well, that's just potentially dangerous.
I mean, I agree, but you want me to fall down the stairs, turn the lights on halfway down.
Yeah, right.
It's probably going to happen.
You were old. Probably because he was so old.
It's because you're old. Somebody called me old yesterday. I didn't appreciate it. Haunted doll, cruise, unknown age.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be old.
Might not.
Protect a wizard spirit. Positive for $50.
Oh.
Okay. He's got a little gold thing on his head, like a hat, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a hat, it's just flat. And he's got like bluish gray eyeshadow really high on his face. Some big pink circles on his cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And a little shiny gold jumpsuit.
Okay.
With some lace. It's real shiny.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Cruz. His age is unknown, but his vessel is 12 inches tall.
So he's a little bit taller.
Yeah, he's a little tall. He's like a foot tall. That's taller.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of creepy, actually, now that you think about it. But anyway, Cruz is a very special spirit. He came to me for my friend of mine that had a huge collection of haunted clowns. Why do people collect clowns? That he was given after finishing an investigation of a haunted house. Here, you did such a great job. I'm going to give you this creepy clown. Does that sound like a real prize to you?
Not really.
I'll take a car. Thank you.
Yeah, give me a car or cash value of said car.
Exactly. Cruz is a wizard spirit.
Okay.
So he probably put in with your little group of
nerds.
Magic.
Of nerds?
Yeah.
We'll call them what we are.
The nerds.
The nerds.
The nerds. They can go there. I don't have a lot of knowledge about them, but I know he is a very powerful and extremely protective. Is very powerful and extremely protective. Okay.
That's good.
Cool. He enjoys working alongside a witch. Okay.
So I have to buy a partner doll?
Or meet a real witch.
It's fair.
Which is only.com?
Which is only.com?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a dating site, right?
Probably.
I mean, I don't know.
I can Google
it. PagansOnly.com?
I'm sure. I mean, if they have a Farmers Only.
Well, we're starting Witches Only and PagansOnly.com, so $5 a month. Thank you. Where was I? He also likes to do work with other spirits,
mm-hmm.
So he's friendly. So, you know, he'll go along with your other dolls that you have in your house. I believe he is going to reach out to the right person. Is he reaching out?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm not the right person.
He likes spices and herbs as offerings. I don't want to give him presents.
I don't want to give him stuff.
No. When you get him, don't forget to give him a gift. What?
No.
I am not giving his doll a gift. I'm sorry.
No.
I had to pay for him. I don't need a gift.
Yeah, I already gave him a gift, i.e. $50.
Before deciding that you want him, you need to realize by having Cruz, you are welcoming a spirit into your home.
Okay.
Isn't that the whole point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people think of some of the experiences as negative and scary, like seeing or feeling a presence in your home, lights dimming, strange sounds, or feeling touches while no one is there. Yeah, because that's all weird.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Knock on the front door first. Tell me you're here.
Yeah.
Let me say hello. Come into my house.
Yeah.
Anyway. Then you're there. Not there.
Yeah. Cruz, be polite.
Mm-hmm. But these are all normal.
They shouldn't be.
These are not normal. But these are all normal. And do not mean the spirit is negative. It just means that, in fact, there is a spirit in your home. So, someone breaking into your house and being creepy.
That's not them breaking into your house and being creepy. That's just a spirit.
Yeah, exactly. So, don't call the cops. That's fine.
Yeah, it's just a ghost. It's just a spook.
It's a spook. That's great. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next. Scrolling. Where did it go? Okay, here we go. Haunted doll.
Mm-hmm.
Named Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
8 years old.
Okay.
Hyperactive. Moves objects and is friendly.
So, an 8-year-old.
Yes, for $100. It's an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Are we adopting this 8-year-old?
I mean, I guess so. This one has, a relatively normal face, except the eyes look like they're, to the side, which is kind of strange. It might have hair. It's hard to tell on this. It's got a red and white jumpsuit, half red, half white,
mm-hmm.
and a big, ruffly collar. Yeah, not as festive as, shrunk, but...
Mm-mm.
Moving on.
Yeah.
So, this is Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
He is 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And his vessel is 17 inches tall. Dang, it's getting bigger.
Yeah, he's moving on up.
I don't know if you can tell by the photos, but he's actually a very large clown doll.
Well.
That's great.
I did kind of get that impression based on the jumpsuit.
You know, I mean, it's the 90s. In the 90s, we all wore jumpsuits. At least as babies. I did. Oliver is very friendly. He has moved some clay decorations just slightly that were around his vessel. Just slightly, though.
Just slightly.
So you probably didn't.
Probably didn't notice, but it's fine.
Oliver is very friendly. Oh, I just said that. Sorry. Next line.
I just thought he was re-emphasizing it like shrunk person did with old.
Yeah, no, wait. I also noticed he was making my jewelry on the wall swing just a little bit when doing a session with him.
Okay.
But just a little bit.
Yeah, he doesn't sound very hyperactive.
No. He is a highly active spirit.
Doesn't sound like it.
And I've heard noises and felt him walk right in front of me.
Okay.
He does have a tendency to check on you while you're sleeping.
That's weird.
So make sure that won't scare you.
Okay.
So if you don't like people staring at you while you're asleep.
Which I don't.
It's probably not for you. Oliver passed away in the 60s to pneumonia.
That's unfortunate.
He died in the hospital. His family had their home decorated in clown decorations, and I believe this clown belonged to one of them. Okay.
Why?
That's not a sentence exactly, but all right.
No, and there's no context as to why you're saying that. It's just an assertion.
Yep.
I'm fact-checking it going, false.
False. Oliver loves pets and other spirits.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite color is red. That makes sense with his red suit, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He loves marbles and toy guns.
Like an 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm. When you get him, don't forget to give him a gift. Stop telling me to give people gifts.
I'm not buying gifts for things I purchased.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Because we don't want to give people gifts.
Yeah.
We're not like that.
No, we're not gift givers.
Not, well, that's not accurate. But I don't give gifts to things that I just bought. Sorry.
Sorry.
On to doll Flo.
Mm-hmm.
36.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Died of breast cancer.
Oh.
What's that? Likes to help others. And this is $48. Okay, so we got some pretty wild pink hair here.
Mm-hmm.
With a hat. I can't really tell what's on the hat because the hair is blocking it. Maybe a lightning bolt in the middle of her forehead.
Okay.
In red. She's got some really yellow eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
I think her face is crooked. It looks a little crooked. Anyway, and she's got a flowery jumpsuit on.
Okay.
This is Flo. She is 36 years old, and her vessel is 5 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, shrunk and Flo. They're the same height.
One in each pocket.
Mm-hmm. Flo is a very sweet tag-along spirit. I think it's that one.
Yeah.
Like the third wheel?
I guess.
She has third wheel.
Flo, me too, man.
I'm not. She feels there's so much to life that she missed out on. Anyway, she died from breast cancer in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she was so weak that she gave up fighting. Well, that's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
She had a teenage daughter at the time and that her sister adopted.
That was nice of her sister.
Yeah. Well, loved being a tag-along. Aren't those cookies, though, too? Like Girl Scout cookies, tag-alongs?
They are, and I think they're...
Is it the chocolate and peanut butter ones?
Okay, so yeah, they're like my favorites then, because I love chocolate and peanut butter together.
I don't know if that's right, but I know they're a Girl Scout cookie, and there are Girl Scout cookies that are chocolate and peanut butter, so that's my assumption. Because that's the only kind I like besides that ones.
See, I wasn't going to Google something earlier, but this is important.
Okay, moving on to she's a tag-along. She likes it. She loves it, actually. Mm-hmm. And I feel that her spirit visits the sick often. She hasn't told you that. She has this assumption. You really shouldn't assume things about people.
No, that's rude.
Below is the type of spirit that likes to comfort and help others. Below where? Okay. I don't know where this below is, but okay. She likes to help others. Cool. She picks up quickly when I'm not feeling well or starting to feel depressed and comes to my rescue.
Uh-huh.
Flo would do great with any family because she is loving and pure-hearted. She loves flowers, nutter butters, and dark chocolates as offerings.
Well, nutter butter is also a peanut butter and chocolate thing, so we have a theme of that, apparently.
Apparently. All right, so let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll get back to the dolls.
Okay. And we're back.
And I was right about the tag-along.
You were. And Sweet. Only a genius like me would choose to take us back from break while taking a sip of water so we can't say we're back right away.
Yeah, that's right.
So, anyway. Mm-hmm. Rachel was right about the tag-along cookies, everybody. Which is not surprising. Rachel's always right. Like, we don't say this enough on this show, but Rachel's always right.
It was stated at work too, so like I feel like it's just important for everyone to know.
Right, that's why I'm bringing it up now.
It's been immortalized in a group chat at work. Rachel is always right.
Yeah.
Right about the important things. Chocolate peanut butter cookies are called tag-alongs from the Girl Scouts.
Exactly.
So moving on.
Yes.
Our next off.
Yes.
Haunted Clown Doll. Twisty the Haunted Clown. I don't like that name.
I don't like that name. I also don't like just the whole title. Twisty. The Haunted Clown.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
No.
I just don't like it. Your name shouldn't be Twisty if you're a clown. It just shouldn't be Twisty at all, but like, definitely not as a clown.
No. So talk to us about Twisty.
Yeah, Twisty. Okay, so Twisty, let's start off with your hat. It's half blue and half pink, and it's got, like, sequins on it.
Okay.
And it's tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a brown, like, ball on it in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally had a dance costume that looked very similar to this, with the pink and blue, like the bright like blue and like the baby pink kind of thing. That was a very popular thing. And I was at a dance class.
Mm-hmm.
That was what our costume looked like. Ours had feathers. His has sequins and lace.
Oh, okay.
So essentially, yeah. I don't think he has arms though.
That's not good.
And I'm slightly disturbed now. More disturbed. There's no arms.
Yeah, that's not good.
So that's cool. Anyway, he's in a pink and blue jumpsuit with sequins.
Okay.
That looks like a dance costume I had.
Okay, dokie.
Ooh, yeah. And red eyes. His red eyes. Why does he have red eyes?
No arms, red eyes, and he's Twisty, the Haunted Clown.
Yeah.
So this is just starting to be like a sci-fi movie where...
Yeah, I'm feeling creepy.
Where we're going to get murdered.
Uh-huh.
All right, well... As we both look around the studio.
Where is he? Does anybody have eyes on Twisty?
Yeah.
No. Crap. Okay. I purchased this doll from a haunted collector. Why?
Yeah.
The collector I got him from named him Twisty.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. And told me if you hang him up, he will twist and move and rock back and forth.
Well...
I have so many questions.
Without being real morbid, I feel like that's what anybody would do if you hanged them.
Yeah, me too.
At least for a little bit, they do that stuff.
Yeah. So I hung him up, and I've captured this movement to back this claim up while watching him, but I don't see that video anymore.
Right.
It seems to only happen at certain times, usually late at night. I have also heard tapping sounds while he was in my haunted doll display. Growling and laughs have been... heard from the SB7 spirit box. He likes to spike the EMF up a lot at diff time, and my motion detector will also go off. That is one really long sentence.
Yeah, that's rude.
Okay, so let's try that again.
At least when I make long sentences, I use punctuation to give the reader a pause.
I don't even know. Okay. So late at night,
uh-huh.
He makes tapping sounds.
Yes.
In a display case.
Yes.
And there have been growling sounds and laughter coming from this box, an SB7 spirit box. What is that? I don't know. He also likes to make the EMF reader go off at different times.
Okay.
I think that's a lot at diff times. I'm assuming that's different times.
That's logical.
And a motion detector also goes off. Okay, cool. Okay. If you sit him down in a display cabinet, he will also be moved slightly at times, mainly his head.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like this doll is possibly demonic and likes to play jokes. I don't know if it tells us what kinds of jokes before you ask. But demonic ones.
Demonic ones. We're talking like dark humor, black humor, which is the same as dark humor.
As I was taking pics, one of the pics also got blurry and looks like some kind of demon peeks around the side of my haunted doll cabinet. You could even see two arms, some kind of claw hand, as with a creepy face.
Okay.
He also likes to light up hearts on the EMF and his outfit, but his outfit doesn't contain any hearts.
Okay.
Okay. I must say, oh, right, okay. That's just the, per eBay, this is right here, purpose of the one. Okay. I'm a little confused by Twisty. I don't like Twisty. He looks scary. He has red eyes and no arms. And sequins.
And he's Twisty, the haunted clown.
Yeah, so.
So, I guess what we're saying is, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. We don't take that anymore. This is haunted active doll, evil spirit, Brooke, serial killer, scary buyer, beware demonic.
Go on.
Wonder if you're calling the buyer scary because they want a serial killer, or if like it's scary and buyer beware. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if they're like buyer aware scary, but they missed the beware.
I don't know, but it's $125.
Oof.
And it's also a naked cabbage patch doll with these really creepy green eyes that are like way too close together.
Oh, I'm just gonna say hard pass. We're still gonna read the description, but hard pass already. It's not speaking to me.
Yeah, but like, look how close those eyeballs are together. That is like too close.
Yeah, I'm not sure why there's a Ouija board.
I don't know, but like your eyeballs are like way too close together to make me comfortable. No, hold on, I just accidentally flipped. No, it's closed. Hold on 1 second. I don't know the description off the top of my head.
Dang it, Rachel.
Oh no, what happened? Hold on. Twisty!
I'm sorry, guys, we're having a bit of technical issues. Do, ding, ding,
do, 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 do. Oops, and my sister just texted me asking about what kind of food I was feeding her cat. I'll get back to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, like, shoot.
Like when it's Jeff's episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Moving on to, what was that called? Oh, yes. Meet Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
Buyer beware. Brooke was your typical Miami Beach babe. She was.
Was she, though?
Well, we'll find out.
Yes.
She was having the time of her life at this beach party.
Mm-hmm.
Until her boyfriend's best friend, Cody, decided to tamper with her drink and dragged her to the surf shed.
Okay. First off, best friend Cody, no. That's not okay.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Not cool, bro.
She was barely conscious when her boyfriend Thomas broke into the shed and saw him on top of her.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool. He was so angry at her, not realizing that she was being attacked.
Thomas, also not cool.
Yeah. He knocked Cody to the ground.
As one should.
And then began strangling her.
Not cool. That's not what you. That's not the proper sequence.
Exactly.
You usually do that to the attacker.
Yeah. When Cody became conscious, so had to be not conscious. When did Cody become unconscious?
I guess when Thomas just threw him off.
He saw Brooke's cold, lifeless body laying on the table. Apparently, she's on the table now.
Well, that's good.
He was completely freaked out and thought that he did it.
Well, he kind of did.
Kind of. He decided to cut her body into pieces and dump her in the ocean.
So he Dexter Morgan'd her.
Yeah. Brooke's spirit was full of rage and vengeance.
Understandable.
One by one, Brooke's spirit started taking the life of those who did not save her. No one at that party was safe.
That's not fair, Brooke.
She managed to drown 5 people after her death.
As long as Cody and Thomas were 2 of them, I'm okay with it.
What about the other 3 innocent people that you just murdered?
Well, I'm not okay with that, but, like, as long as 2 of them were, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird sentiment to try and describe.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, not cool.
She killed 5 people, and then her spirit was bound to this doll that happened to wash up on the beach.
Why that doll?
Because it's creepy.
Fair enough.
Brooke has lots of dirty details she likes to talk about, but buyer beware that no more harm can come to this vessel. Or bad things will happen.
Well, Brooke, I'm gonna throw it in the fire.
Brooke loves telling stories of murder and mystery. She wants to be your friend, but do remember that she can turn on you at any minute.
Well, I don't want that fickle of a friend, thank you.
Brooke communicates by talking.
Mm-hmm.
She also loves to slam doors and move around the room, but do not let her around water or her spirit can escape, and that will be very dangerous.
So she's like a gremlin.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't have them in water because...
bad things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Release a serial killer. Oops.
Yeah.
My bad. Next.
Next one.
What was even better? Haunted spirit doll, 11-year-old spirit. No eyes. Active, $20. Ooh, okay. So is this like your stereotypical looking little Eskimo?
Okay.
Looking doll, I guess. With no eyes. It's just big black holes in her face.
That's weird.
Also, where are her arms?
Great, we have another twisty.
Goodness. This is the spirit of 11-year-old Val. She was murdered, and her energy is very intense. She is very angry and wants revenge.
Well, she and Brooke will get along.
Uh-huh. If you have the time and patience to sit with her and listen to her, I think she will flourish. She needs a home where she is loved, and that is all.
Oh, that's not me.
Well, she sounds kind of murdery, so...
yeah, she sounds a bit murdery.
So she has no eyeballs.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was $20. Did I say that?
You did, yeah. She was a reasonably priced doll.
Yes. Last.
Ooh.
1940s vintage haunted paranormal evil clown doll.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, we went from clowns, which are already just evil on their own,
mm-hmm.
to Twisty, who was an evil demonic clown, to murdery, kind of murdery, back to evil clown.
Yeah.
To finish it out. Yeah. And, you know, round it out.
Yeah, nice good rounding out.
And this one's $65.
A little pricier.
Uh-huh. He looks like he's a cloth doll, mm-hmm. actually. He has a little blue hat on with, like, it's white and blue checkered with a little white ball on top. His tongue is sticking out of his mouth.
Okay.
It's a little strange. His little jumpsuit is, again, half and half. Half is just blue. The other half is the blue and white diamond-y checkered thing. With the little blue dolls. Dolls. Little blue puppy balls on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute. Except the tongue sticking out is kind of weird. He has no ears.
That's weird.
I don't think he has hands either. Maybe he does, but I just can't tell from the picture. Anyway, not that it's a bad thing. Just
yeah.
You don't have to have hands.
Yeah.
If you don't want to. Anyway, 1940s vintage haunted paranormal evil clown doll. We have to get rid of this doll because we've had streaks of bad luck. We also have experienced paranormal activity in the house since we purchased this doll at an estate sale.
Okay.
I think they meant...
at an estate sale.
Yeah, but they just said an estate sale.
Yeah.
In Lufkin, Texas. We will not accept returns, and we are not responsible for anything that happens once you own the stock. But you're trying to sell it for $65.
Yeah, I want some guarantees.
So, that was our last call.
Okay. Well. Okay. Cool. Those were some good...
yeah, so I don't really have any comments. I'm still really creeped out about Twisty.
We're all still creeped out about Twisty. We're
just kind of keep looking for him
so,
out of the corner of my eye.
So, we're all creeped out about Twisty, yeah. And we are not okay with what happened to Brooke.
No, we're not okay with what happened to Brooke.
Or what she's still doing, apparently.
Correct. Nothing about Brooke is okay.
Nothing about it. Yes. Well, no, those were some good dolls.
Yeah, I'm not going to be buying any, but yeah. I have a thing about clowns, and I don't like them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. Although, I will say, clowns make like $50,000, an average clown salary is like $50,000 a year.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, clowns make like pretty...
more than I do?
They make pretty good money, yeah. Clowns make like $50,000 a year, and I'm out here doing it for free.
Funny, but yeah, like also, can I just do that on the side, like make right? $25,000 a year, like part time?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just on the weekend or something.
No.
Mm-hmm. Kids' birthdays, so I can be a clown.
Yeah.
I used to know how to do balloon animals.
I only know how to do one. Well, I know how to do a lot, but it has to not be any twisting involved. So I can do a snake, a worm. You know the joke.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you any balloon animal you want, as long as it's a snake or a worm.
I used to be able to make things. My dad was really good at it.
That's cool, actually.
Because he learned because I wanted to learn. So, like, I made him figure out how to do them.
That's fair.
It was fun. We did them at school. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, yeah. So, if you liked the episode, share us with a friend. If you didn't like the episode, share us with an enemy.
Yep.
Hit us up on all the socials that we have. Let us know if you have any fun, interesting haunted doll stuff or
anything else.
Any topics you want to share, or if you have a story you want us to read that's spooky-ish.
Yeah. Or murdery.
Or murdery. And yeah, I think that's all we got for today.
Yep. So you can reach us at grandmathepodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And our other socially things.
Yep.
Mainly. But the email's fastest.
The email's probably fastest. It's also probably the most reliable.
Then I'll see it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. sometimes things get, like, lost. Especially, like, on Twitter or something. If you try to, like, tag somebody, it doesn't always, like, I don't know. Work sometimes or... I miss that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll miss things. I don't know. The way they set up, like, how their algorithms go. Anyway, not important. Leave us a review. Five stars, preferably.
Preferably. But honestly, just leave us a review, hopefully 5 stars. If it's not 5 stars, at least make it funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's my only request. If you're not going to say really nice things about us, make me laugh.
Yeah, do that. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I think it's our thing.
Yeah. So, on that note, I've been Jeff.
And I've been Rachel.
And this has been another episode of Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story. I want to stop at just Grandma Tell Me a Story. That's what it is, right? I don't know. I don't even know the title of our podcast.
Grandma, tell me a scary story. Okay. We've been doing this over a year.
Two, but yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Listen, sometimes I forget things that I should, but I do.
That's fine. Moving on.
Anyway.
Bye.
Bye. Good night, Grandma. Good night.